The world at present is an anarchic condition, primarily driven by President Trump's deliberate policies of shaking up well-established global and national institutions. One can only presume that the rationale could be to reconstruct these institutions so that they are more amenable to serving U.S. interests. But it is a very risky path that he has chosen to make America great again. America's phenomenal economic rise and prosperity of its people, spread over the last several decades, was primarily facilitated by its strong democratic values, a peaceful political order, and an open economy. President Trump's present policies in certain areas are a deliberate reverse of that in many aspects, but he ardently believes that he will succeed. However, the rest of the world, including its Western allies, think differently, and it is not surprising that no country has openly praised his policies. Trump's policies mirror his concept of grandeur for America and for himself. In the pursuit of this aim, he is shaking up the very foundation of the world order on which America, Western Europe, Japan, South Korea, and several democratic countries, including India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, benefited. By accusing his trading partners, many of them his allies, of unfair trade practices undermining the United States all along, he is shaking their confidence and hurting mutual trust. The U.S. was able to maintain a strong economic relationship with China, despite ideological and political differences. So far, China's response has been muted, and it is assessing the consequences. It is possible that the chaotic world order would facilitate China to enhance its global power and prestige. As regards Russia, President Putin seems to enjoy good relations with President Trump. However, the investment climate in the U.S. has suffered a setback and private equity firms are retrenching. In fact, the credibility of the U.S. is at stake. It is possible that the commitment by the UAE that it will bring in billion and trillion worth of investments could fall through. Due to uncertainty about tariffs being imposed by the U.S., global markets tumbled, causing huge losses. The policies pertaining to climate change in which the U.S. was playing a major role are now likely to go in the background. Already, economists are predicting global recession that has serious consequences, especially for countries with feeble economies. It was not surprising that Pakistan's stock exchange tumbled to historic lows. Strong global economies, China, Japan, Singapore, and others, dependent on trading with the U.S., suffered huge losses. The problem is that one presumes, and rightly so, that democracy as a form of government promotes social cohesion as well as a political class, and particularly a leadership, that firmly adheres to policies that promote national interest and economic development.